call the August 18th meeting of the Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandia.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Alderman Mayer gets the penalty today.
We'll remind you, I am in emergency services, and sometimes there are emergency calls.
Certainly. Okay, let's move on to item A. We did item A. We do have a quorum and properly noticed meeting. Move on to B1, citizens' comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on any item? Please give us your name and address for the record.
3531 West Crest Court. I am Beckham DeMary, the homeowner. At the beginning of this project, the city engineer and mayor informed us that there wouldn't be a charge to me or my neighbor for this proposed water main. But us community members were misinformed. Now I'm taking time off work for our assessment, totaling over $16,000. If I do have a financial hardship and forced to sell our home, we couldn't pay for it because we have minimal equity in our home, because I recently checked. And 2 weeks ago, a council member stated this water main will increase our property value. Well, I doubt it will, by $8,400. I asked the council members to grant me and my neighbor the special assessment that will give us a payment deferment until the home is connected to the water main, whether it's the current homeowner or the new homeowner. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Foote, good to see you.
I'm Mark Foote, 9835 South 35th Street, Franklin. First, I want to say good evening to Mr. Mayor and to the council members. And I wanted to reiterate the comments I made to the planning meeting earlier. This is concerning the tot lot, the proposal for 35th Street. Generally, I'm against the tot lot for a number of reasons. Number one, the status of the land in this area has pretty much been green space for the neighborhood since the neighborhood was formed. This is also a very difficult area to protect within the confines of the covenants of all the lots that are in this neighborhood. The neighborhood does not allow for any fences. The neighborhood does not allow any outlots or any buildings, any attachments that are not, constructions that are not attached to the primary buildings that are there. I also wanted to point out that there's no parking in this area. And just basically to say that this would be a fundamental change in the neighborhood itself, quite different from the kind of a small community that we have with again no fences in the yards and children able to play wherever they want to right now. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Foote. Mrs. Foote.
All right, 9835 South 35th Street, and I also wanted to comment about the proposed tot park. We already have a lot of congestion in that area. We have the Jubilee Church and school, and we also have the dance studio. There's always cars coming in and out. And I drove past the other tot park, the Dr. Fox one, and as I drove past, there were kids in the street with big wheels. There were cars parked. I mean, my car, all of a sudden, as I was driving, a kid just popped out in front of it. And I can't imagine that being on 35th Street because it's busy enough the way it is. It's just one straight street. And everybody coming into the second subdivision has to drive down that street. I cannot imagine having an extra, you know, barrier to have to pass. So, that comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Bowe.
Linda Bowe, 9717 South 35th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin. Hello, Mayor and Council. I actually have a few things that I'd like to speak on. The first one would be against the tot lot and the declarations of restrictions that I received from the city specifically state that in order to maintain the harmony and appearance and to protect the purchasers of the lots, no building, fence, sidewall, or other facility improvement or structure whether permanent or temporary, herein collectively referred to as improvement, shall be erected, installed, constructed, or maintained upon any lot, nor shall any change or alteration be made here, unless to the complete plan and specifications thereof. This declaration and restrictions has been filed multiple times by the city to Milwaukee County. And I have every reel and image number here, and I could go through all of them unless the council wants to concede that they all will say the exact same thing. I don't want to waste anyone's time. The other thing that I have an issue with is item 9A on the agenda. I did speak at the listening session earlier, but one of my concerns is that we have a listening session scheduled for August 25th at the Finance Committee meeting, and it sounds like we're trying to take a resolution authorizing something tonight, yet we still have a listening session that is one out where residents are allowed to speak. And in regards to this, I have made it clear that this proposal, and I had sent everyone an email, that if we're going to expand something, it should stand on the merits of its own 2 feet. And this, when I looked at the numbers that were presented at the last meeting, it was we were spending $19 million for a $46.9 million increment. I asked anybody to clarify me if I was wrong. I received no emails from anyone. My email's been outstanding for over 2 weeks to clarify I'm wrong. So to me, that's a 2-to-1 ratio. We're spending a dollar to get two. So the other issue I have is I also live in the Fairways of Franklin. I've been there 16 years. And in the fall, on September 30th, we received a letter from the city regarding assessments that we're supposed to grasp. This Fairways of Franklin, the developer went bankrupt, and I get that. But over a week ago, we had asked for an accounting of the letter of credit of the developer because the final grading was never done. And there's potholes in the lot, there's concrete dump, there's all this stuff. It was never cleaned up to be turned over to the homeowners. So we as homeowners are still awaiting our response as to why the letter of credit would have ever been released. Because if you go back to the council minutes, it did not go through that night when the developer asked for release because we had made a list of what we wanted done. The only thing that showed up was the fence by the creek, but the lots were never final graded. Also stated in the declarations that were filed is that the pond was to be graded to drain freely into Oak Creek. Anyone who goes out there can visibly see that this declaration that was filed by the developer, it does not drain freely into Oak Creek. There is a huge land in front of it. It was started on one end, and it was started on the other end, but it was never connected. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bowman. Yes, sir. Name and address, please, for the record.
Eugene Burmeister, 3511 West Crest Court. I am the other owner on the Crest Court line between 35th and 36th Street, and I am in complete agreement with my neighbor. And I wish to see the deferment passed on to the oncoming connection as he stated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Just for both of you, there is an ordinance on tonight, but the levy for that is not on the agenda tonight, so there'll be another one on the September the 1st that would determine the cost.
Should.
It needs to be determined anyway. Regardless of the deferment.
There will be no vote tonight?
There will be a vote, well, potentially a vote on the ordinance for the deferment. Anyone else wish? Yeah.
Tom Taylor, 7014 Elroy Court, Franklin, Wisconsin. Item 9 here, A and B. Glad to see that the director, of finance and treasurer came out with a report. It was a lot of great detail. Did see some figures of about $19 million in infrastructure that would be necessary to improve phase 2, phase 3, phase 4 of TIF number 4. That seems to be a great deal of money for what currently is being proposed. In fact, I don't know that there's any development being proposed for that area. I would ask that prior to this council taking a vote on any resolution, that more listening sessions or public hearings be held regarding the subject so that the public has full knowledge of what the treasurer's report is and what the proposed dollars are going to be spent on. I also want to thank the council for allowing all of these listening sessions, referring these to the Board of Public Works, the Plan Commission, Community Development Authority, et cetera, et cetera. This is basically the future of Franklin is what you have in front of you. If you put all of your eggs in one basket, you may not have enough to really do the job that's needed for the city. And I guess the last thing is, I still have not heard on the other areas of the city. It seemed that there was about 5 minutes of discussion on the 76 and Rawson area and Ryan Road and Highway 36, and about the rest of the discussion at the library centered around this business park. So again, I would urge you not to take action on any item regarding these subjects until there's more listening sessions scheduled. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Biller.
Scott Biller, 1901 East Elmwood. Again, I'm speaking regards to the business park. I guess my first question is, why have you decided to lump all these projects into a single item now? And is it your intention to vote the resolution and all these things on a single item? Is that what you're
intending? The answer to that is at the council's, whatever the council wishes to do, but all probably right. Not.
Okay, well, I would hope that you would split these up, because it seems to me that there's a variety of issues relating to each one of these, and specific ones should be addressed individually. I'm again objecting to the project planning process and the way that this thing is being phased and trying to benefit a single landowner to the detriment of all the rest of the landowners. I listened to the Plan Commission hearing. I wasn't there, but I listened to the recorded tape. And the mayor said it made sense to build the most expensive infrastructure first in phase one, and they would get most of the money, and there may not be enough money left for the future phases. To me, that makes no sense. I mean, you have sewer and water in Oakwood Road, and you can, with minimal expense, expand the business park from the north to the south. And for you to want to go and spend all your money on the most expensive component of this project, which is a lift station, which is very expensive to build, very expensive to maintain, and only benefits the lower third of the entire business park. You can service the top two-thirds of the business park with a gravity-fed system. So it makes no sense to spend all your money in a place that only benefits a landowner who also happens to be the developer that you're proposing to have build out the business park. So again, there seems to be a conflict of interest in wanting to rephase this project in a way to only benefit the landowner to the south. And then I think the mayor, you're ignoring the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that's the freeway interchange. That is really going to be the main driver of that entire area. And I think that it would make a lot of sense to wait until the freeway interchange is in, and you can see how that growth will naturally develop. If you look at an example of I-94 and Highway 83, 15 years ago, there was a single building out there, a coal store. And 15 years later, you can see all the growth and development that has evolved around that interchange. So that Elm Road interchange is really going to be the main focus. And I understand that there was money set aside to acquire non-conforming parcels along Elm Road. And you, again, the Plan Commission stated that you were going to remove that money that was allocated to possibly buy out those parcels. I would say that made more sense to spend the money to develop the area directly at the 27th Street and Elm Road interchange, because, again, that's going to be the focus of all the growth in the area once the interchange is put in. So, and then I guess the other concern you have is about the TIF district expiring. Well, they expire all the time. If you don't expend the funds, you can always create a new TIF district. So it doesn't work out, that you can get all this growth, all this development or infrastructure put in during this time frame, you just start a new one. So I'm in favor of following the Tuchner report, which kind of outlined the development of phase one being at the north, phase two in the middle, and phase three in the south. And that would be how I would like to see it develop. I'm also quite concerned about how the planning department carved up my parcel in the middle of the land and put two cul-de-sacs in it and basically rendered it undevelopable, which I would fight to have that reconfigured. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
I'm Terry Stevens at the same address, and I'm urging you not to vote on a resolution. I think this requires a lot more thought with all of these. And I'm in the remodeling business, and I go to a house, and they get four or five bids and designs and different people to come in to look at a bathroom, which is a $5,000 job. You have these projects, which are multi-million dollar projects, and I sat at that meeting in June and listened to one design, one developer for each of those projects, and you're like, And I'm amazed that you are not getting more thoughts and different ideas from other developers and designs before moving ahead. I think it requires a lot more thought. If someone puts five bids into a $5,000 bathroom, I can't imagine putting millions of dollars into one thought and one design. So I urge you to put off any voting and any resolutions and listen to what else is out there. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Taylor.
Steve Taylor, 2812 West Hilltop Lane, also a candidate for office. I wanted to come down and personally thank Mayor Olson, Alderman D'Andrea, Alderman Mayer, Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Schmidt, and Alderman Mayer, and also the staff that personally reached out to me or showed up at my wife's visitation. It meant a lot that so many from the city took the time out of their day to show their support, and I truly appreciate it. I mentioned that I'm a candidate for office, and let me tell you why. Because the people that I represented for 6 years need someone to start representing them again and start fighting for them. And their current alderwoman is not. Now, I'm willing to debate the merits of the recall. I'm willing to sit down and talk about any issues facing this district, the 4th District. What I refuse to do is debate the merits through the blogs, because it's starting to get personal. And I'm going to tell you right now that I don't care if I lose, because I've lost a lot. And if some of these people think that getting personal with me and my family really matters to me, it doesn't. I've lost more than anybody can lose. So nothing more can be taken from me. So if you want to debate the merits, and let's do that. And I'm not saying that you're the one doing it, because you're not. But I know some of people that support you are behind this. So I'm willing to, anytime, just give the residents a week's notice so they can attend. But I refuse to do it on the internet.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Can I have one comment?
Sure.
Do you need to restate anything, or you're good?
Should, yeah.
Record. Linda Bowe, 9717 South 35th Street. I do want to thank Mayor Steve Olson during the listening session, because one thing he did say about the business park, because I was listening, is that it was going to be the quality of the current business park or better. And I honestly, I hope you're standing behind that.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that I was very concerned about as a resident in that listening session is the use between in business and industrial very interchangeably by MLG. And I have high concerns. And one of their slides that they had a 36-inch font across the top, and it said industrial. And he said, we know industrial. As a resident, I do not want industrial in that area. But I do want to thank you for your promise.
And I reiterate that. Business park level or higher, and the dollar amounts in the documents reflect higher than the business park standards. And I'm firm on that. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Lysak. Sorry,
Jim Lysak, 8756 West Mallard Court. I come before you just for a couple of reasons. I have a couple of things to speak on. Number one is I'm not a big fan of recall elections. Recalls are supposed to be for people when they do something terrible in office. Good example, maybe one of our past presidents. Stuff like that. It's not for the way they vote or what their theories are. Hell, every one of you could be recalled if we had an agreement. Alderman D'Andrea and I, we've had a few discussions, and, you know, I'm not going to call a recall against him for it, but the people who did the voting, those are the people who are wrong. Those are the people who should think about who they're voting for in the first place and study their backgrounds. Rather than just go out and vote on one issue or one thing, study that person in their entirety. Another thing I'm not in favor of, and I've said this 3-4 years ago, not in favor of having an alderman also hold another elected official, another elected position. I don't think there's a city in the state of Wisconsin that has any government people who are elected to office holding two elected jobs. That is not done anywhere in the state. Look it up. So I think both candidates actually shouldn't be running, personally. But that being said, a good example because of a conflict of interest is, and I don't want to point any names out, but whoever negotiated for the city of Franklin against the Rock didn't do us any, the city any good, because they could have cut a deal with those ball diamonds over there and had this, had the school have access to the ball diamonds for no charge, because they don't play that many games, or for a minimal charge, just for their varsity and JV games at least. And the other thing is, why didn't he complete what he originally proposed to the Common Council? He was supposed to put softball diamonds in there. What's it been now, 2 years? He hasn't moved on the softball diamonds, and on the third part was going to be soccer fields. He didn't move on that either. You know, this is not, what do you do when somebody doesn't complete a project? I'm asking, what does the council do when somebody doesn't complete a proposed project? Maybe we should take action there. But I'm here to ask the council to formulate some kind of a law for the city of Franklin that somebody cannot hold two elected positions. It's a big conflict of interest. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weiser. Anyone else wish to speak?
2812 West Hilltop Lane, Steve Taylor, candidate for office. I have to address something here because that's about the most ridiculous stuff I've heard in a long time, and I've been to a lot of meetings. I have no issue with Alderman Evans serving on the school board and as an alderman. And guess what? We have county executives there in the state legislature. We have a county board member in Waukesha that's in the state legislature. So this happens all around the state of Wisconsin where people hold multiple positions. And yes, it's up to the voters to decide whether or not they want these people that are on the ballot to be on multiple positions, but that is the case. So maybe contact your state rep to see if your state rep would want to change state statute. And I would mention that back in 2012, the city attorney ruled on this issue.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Or opine.
Speak, opine.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I want to talk on TIF A. It's in my neighborhood. And I guess you mentioned some time ago that the trailer company in the on 27th Street would be bought out. I don't know why you are not considering to buy out the quarry. If you're going to put a business district on 76th and Rawson, then you better do something about the quarry. It's a public nuisance, and anything you look at under the rules and regulations of the city, it's a public nuisance, and you better do something about it. I want to point out also, since we put up this new road on 76th Street, a mile away on Drexel, we have a disaster waiting to happen because there are no barracks to prevent a car from going into that 35-foot pit. Four corners, and it's been sitting there, and I've talked to the DPW about it. The result was they said they had the parts ordered. Well, how long does it take to order parts? I think we need a concrete barrier, not just those metal ones they had before, because they always got wrecked anyway. But if you're going to do something in the city, you better start doing something for the roads and like 76th Street. It's a disaster, and you want to put a downtown on 76th and Rawson? I don't believe so. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I'll close the system. We'll move on to item C, approval of the minutes of August 4th. Is there any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, mayoral appointments to the Fair Commission, John Nelson, Alderwoman Mayor.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion passes, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. To the Fair Commission, Amy Schleter, Alderwoman Mayer.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion is approved, 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, no absence. Move on to item G1, reports and recommendations, Kayla's crew playground status. At your places, there is a new financial spreadsheet for you. Mr. City Engineer.
If you haven't been out to Franklin Woods, we are making progress. We've got a base set for the new parking lot, the base set for the new turnaround. I would estimate that the playground area is probably about half set. Rain has scared off our contractor for a couple days, but the sanitary sewer is almost up to the restroom facility. And I expect them to finish that tomorrow if there's no rain. And we'll start the water line soon thereafter. The new plastic lumber, we expect the first shipment to arrive tomorrow. That will include all the lumber necessary to do the pre-build. And then we expect the second load to be on around the first. I'll put a plug in for We Energies. They've been very helpful working with us. They've had a lot of other issues go on, and we're trying to make sure we get temporary service prior to the pre-build, which I expect will happen. And another note, as I mentioned last time about Grave doing additional work, so that's proceeding there. But you see a new spreadsheet in front of you that I had this completely done, and the very last thing I did, I decided it would be helpful to add previous totals. So I didn't update everything, but I did update some things that have changed, and I've bold them and italicized them so you can see what did change. Again, not everything was changed, so the salary and those kinds of things, I didn't do additional research, but I wanted you to see what the previous total was, and so when I carried that formula over, it added that into the total, and so it may look like a net project cost of $2.35 million. No, it's not. We're at $1.032. So that's where we stand. Things are making progress, and people are getting excited, and actually we're meeting Monday with the surface installer to have our design discussion.
So the budgeted amount was $1.2 million, correct?
Correct.
And currently the anticipated expenditure is $1,032,653.73. Is that correct?
Correct.
And it's your estimation that that's the all-in with the possible exception of Grave additional work. Is that correct?
In fact, I added the Grave into that, the $15,000.
So that's your all-in number. So that brings us to approximately $80,484 under budget. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's if we spend the entire contingency, which is not anticipated. Is that correct?
I think I understand that. Yes, correct.
Okay. Questions for the city engineer? Alderwoman Evans.
Where did the existing play equipment get moved to, and it's now zero cost?
It has been removed, and it is sitting in our yard, I believe, is where it's at. We don't plan to put it back up this year, but I believe the Park Commission discussed putting it at Christine Rathke next year. And it didn't cost us anything other than man hours, and that's the kind of work that we're doing. Everything else on site right now.
Thank you.
I did speak with Ms. Runthe this afternoon. She's still looking for volunteers, although we anticipate that that will not be an issue. But the first build date is September the 2nd, and it's on the schedule. Then the community build date is the 22nd of September through the 27th of September. We have secured parking through the courtesy of Milwaukee County at the sports complex. As you see in the budget, there is numbers there for shuttle buses. So we don't anticipate any issues at all with parking, although we've got a couple of small things to work out. So everything's on track for a great celebration and a good community build. Hampton Inn is offering some rooms at a very busy time at a discount to some of the people who are flying in from as far away as Hawaii to help in the project. And I expect that State Bridge will help out as well. So the community is solidly behind this project. Any other questions for the city engineer? Okay, seeing none, I'll move on to, city engineer has another commitment, so let's move to item G25. Utility undergrounding with regards to Milwaukee County on West St. Martin's Road, Mr. City Engineer.
We have been talking for a while about St. Martin's Road, the road improvements, and it's my understanding that from one of the Alderwoman Mayor that we'd like to explore burying the electric line. So we have been discussing with We Energy is what that would cost. Very expensive project. But this afternoon, a conversation with We Energy, the woman mayor in my office, I think the plan of attack is what we'd like to do is proceed with the road project as is, let the county do the road project. They would not need to do anything with their utilities at this time. And potentially 2018 is when we would, if you so desired, we would actually have firm estimates in hand, and we could do a contract, and if that's something you want to fund, then we would work would actually occur in 2018. Anything?
Alderman Mayor?
Only that the information received today would postpone, if we wanted to try to bury the wires there, it would postpone the road project, which then affects the county money, I guess. So it would postpone it for at least a year. So and then I also found out that any work that We Energies would have to do would not do anything bad to the road. It wouldn't cut into the road at all. They would bore under it. So I guess doing that right away is not completely necessary.
So the numbers we'll get in 2018 would be inclusive of AT&T and cable, whatever cable company still exists then, and the service drops, is that correct?
We Energies today has given us a preliminary number, verbal number. They're not ready to give us anything in writing. The price that they gave me was around $800,000, but then there's lots of other things that would have to be added to that. If the council desires, then I would go back to We Energies and ask them to refine the number, and we would start looking at purchasing right away, other utilities, and a whole laundry list of other things that have to be worked out. So if that number doesn't scare you off, we'd like to I'll contact We Energies and ask for a more detailed estimate.
I just will make the point that this would be levy funded money rather than TIF funded money, so it would impact the levy because there's no development TIF there.
Well, I think that this is just a preliminary investigative kind of information gathering kind of thing to be able to make a decision on.
Sure.
So I guess I would appreciate at least that that information to actually make a decision based on some.
Is there a motion to place on file and to direct staff to continue with discussions on better estimates?
I would delete the place on file.
Is there a motion to direct staff to continue with the estimate process?
I'll make a motion to do that. I don't know if I want to stick with 2018, though. I'm not exactly sure where 2018 came from. I think we just kind of picked that year. But I don't want to wait until 2018 to get numbers and that kind of thing. It'd be better to be making decisions.
No, I guess I interpreted this as get numbers as soon as possible. We want to make sure the road gets constructed, wait a year, so that would mean construction would occur in 2018.
Right.
Is there a second?
Second that.
Discussion of the motion? All those, and remember, there's no dates on this. It's just to move forward. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to G2. That's it, right? For you. No, we're moving to G2. This is a motion, an ordinance to adopt the municipal code as it pertains to a deferment. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, as directed by the Common Council at the last meeting, there's a draft ordinance before the Common Council. Directions were, while on the one hand, with regard to when an assessment would be triggered, some might characterize it as more liberal in that it would only be triggered upon connection, not the next property owner, not upon sale. So it would only be upon when some property owner connects. And then at the same time, to draft the ordinance in a strict fashion, this particular ordinance would only apply to where there is a unique public project involving an all-inclusive, all-accessible playground. And with regard to the special assessment of with regard to properties that would be specially benefited from some public utility extension in this particular case, there could be no more than 5 parcels, and those would be non-divisible, meaning smaller parcels. So it does apply to a very unique set of facts and circumstances.
Questions for the city attorney? Alderman Dandridge.
So, Jesse, we're not setting any precedents by making a decision to approve the offset of these dollars until a person, an owner, a future owner, would want to connect to the service.
Well, the municipal code would have a provision whereby if the council determined to apply that provision, where the facts and circumstances were that there's an all-inclusive, all-accessible playground, which as part of its development has water extension, or I believe it also applies, no, it's water only, public water facility, and there's 5 or fewer parcels that are specially benefited, council could apply. Does it go beyond that? No, it says what it says.
Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess since we had citizens at the comment period, I would like to know if they're comfortable with what's being proposed and if it's met their needs.
It's an assessment.
Is there a motion to suspend the rules?
I make the motion.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Go ahead.
So,
please use the mic and give us your name and address.
Beckham DeMary, 3531 West Crest Court. So an assessment to the current or new owner on connection to the water main. That's the direction we're going, correct?
All right. It's basically a deferment until anyone decides whether
right.
it's you or someone else.
Just, it's like your motion asked for the attorney that wrote your request.
Yeah.
It's what he's basically asked for. Us
very
to consider.
Good. Very good.
I just want to make sure they were clear on that. Okay, motion to return to the regular order of business.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there action on this item?
I'll make a motion to amend the ordinance of the municipal code as it pertains to deferment of payment of special assessments. Do I have to add the levy? So this is going to come back to my motion.
Mrs.
If the other woman so desires, you could add at the end and add the return to the common council at the next meeting of the final resolution levying special assessments for the Crest Court Water Extension Project shall include a reference to this ordinance.
I would add that.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3, authorization of survey 46th Street from West Hilltop to West Ryan Road for water service. Mr. City Engineer.
Madam Clerk, could you? This is a project that was discussed previously. We did a preliminary survey just to indicate who might be interested. So we didn't do a full design, and we can have some accurate numbers when we come back to you. If you may recall this map shows the responses we got, no response, yes response, no's in yellow, no response is in yellow, no is in red, green is in maybe, and blue is in yes. So when we look at this, you notice that blue dots are at the top, and we learned that this property actually already has connection with the water system if they so desire. They're not on the water system, but there is a stub there for them when they choose to connect. We have some connections on the south end, and we also know of really the primary emphasis why this came to our attention. Some no responses that are actually south of the road. So what we decided to do, if you look at the overall system map, a couple things going on here. On the adjacent street to the west, I don't have this labeled, I'm sorry. There is a long, basically a dead-end line that we'd like to get rid of that we could. Also, you'll see a somewhat of an extensive dead-end over here. So what we were proposing to do is basically an S-shaped system where, I lost the name of the roads here, would continue from this connection over to 46th Street, down 46th Street, and then continue west to make the connection here. That way we would pick up the people that are really in need of it, and we would avoid some folks that really have no interest in it. So looking at that, we in the packet, we also provided a small update. The preferred route that we have is roughly $414,000 and some change. And the accessible main is $354,000. Notice that this project really should pay for itself, but when you look at how much we can assess, it doesn't pay for itself. I think this is probably something we'd like to maybe look at next month or so, and maybe look at our assessment values. Crest Court didn't pay for itself, but we kind of understood that because it was only on one side. So potentially we are not covering our cost, but having said that, we have updated the cost, and they actually differ only $18 at the bottom. We basically fixed a typo and a rounding error. But the estimated cost of the city, the fiscal note is $195,760. And then, so the assessment value would be $218,000. So, recommendation is to authorize staff to do the official survey on 46th Street for water service. We can use these numbers in the survey, and we can come back to you with a proposal.
question for the city engineer. Alderman Will.
I missed the part of what you said caused you to look at this survey, because I have a similar situation where I have no water going down the street that's been there longer than any part of the city. So.
Initially, it came to our attention. There's three properties on one well. The well is needs repair, and it cannot be repaired. So that's really what prompted the survey.
Thank you.
Alderman Evans. Or I'm sorry, Alderman Mayer first.
No, that was actually my question. So this was brought forward by the citizens?
Yes.
Needing water. Okay, thank you.
When you do the survey, the last survey you did was, it appeared, well, you didn't have a timeline on the survey. This will have a timeline to be returned?
Yeah, we'll give them a healthy timeline to return the survey. We have numbers, and it's because now we know where we'd like to put the water line.
Move to authorize to survey South 46th Street for water service.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G4, a resolution toward River Park Trail Design. Mr. City Engineer.
There is an easement that was proposed in 2007 and actually accepted by council then to accept a walkway, what we call River Park Subdivisions. This trail was proposed at the cul-de-sac for River Park Court. Would actually extend south. The trail proposed at the time, which was dedicated to the city, actually extended behind properties along West River Court and South 56th Street. I believe that's Cascade at 56 turns into, I believe, Cascade Court. And then the trail would cross over Cascade Creek and come out on an outlot where you see a couple of detention basins that would pair up to River. So in this one, you can see an aerial. This actually is a sanitary sewer easement. The actual easement is over in this area here. I have talked via telephone to the person residing in this residence, basically the last person on the south side of West River Park Court. I'm still trying to talk to the next person because they really are the two people affected. The other house that you see on the cul-de-sac that would be adjacent is actually for sale, so I haven't approached that person. The situation is that this trail is an issue that came up when we were looking a few weeks ago to park impact fee issue. So we're trying to think of things that need to be done that are on plans, and we can start working on immediately. This situation is heavily wooded, so we would pay some extensive to survey it. We did notice when we had a consultant look at it that the location where the easement was dedicated is not the best location. So it is possible we can maybe renegotiate the easement with the homeowners association, come out at a better spot, maybe have a cheaper bridge. But this project would potentially be a pathway, a bridge. We could start working on the design. There's a lot of permitting issues that would be involved, but we could get far enough along that we could actually bid this project out this winter, and we could actually pay for the construction of a bridge, or at least pay for the bridge materials, whatever that may be. So I've approached JSD. They are working on the what I call the South Brook Trail, and they are using a subconsultant who's performing the bridge work on St. Martin's that we talked about last meeting. And they have a couple other subs, and all of them worked with the city. You may think the $103,000 and some change is excessive, but if you recall, we had a very simple trail project, but it did involve a lot of permitting issues. That was $43,000, and this is actually more intensive permitting because we are placing a structure in the floodplain, and also we're designing a bridge. So I think it's a fair and reasonable estimate.
Alderman Schmidt.
And regarding this bridge, now I believe this is going to be a fairly substantial bridge that would allow Public Works to access with their vehicles over it, so it would have more utility as more than just a walking bridge.
Yeah, it's because of the easement, it would be 120 feet long. We would make it wide enough so we could have a DPW vehicle to actually snowplow or at least get the snow off of it. So, yeah, this is a little bit more hefty than the walking bridge we put in at Legend Park last fall.
And this would help also ease access for students even to get to Franklin High School?
I can't speak to that, but I'm pretty sure that's why it was in the plan. It's because this is allow students to actually walk to the high school fairly easily. Without this, they would actually have to go all the way to Drexel and over and around to be able to walk or bicycle to school.
And you did say that this would be, is it 100% or how much would of that cost would be covered by park? It could be used through park impact fees.
I would defer to the finance director on that.
Mr. Liberta. Mr. Ratzinger.
I'm forgetting the trail percent.
62%.
Alderman Evans, then Alderwoman Mayor. You finished it? Doug, you finished? Alderman Evans, then Alderwoman Mayor.
Thank you. Under the analysis, second paragraph, it indicates opposition primarily came from residents along 56 and West River Park. Do you know what that opposition was, what they stated?
As I understand, when this trail was discussed, there's, again, notice that there's a dedicated easement behind several properties. The trail really would not go anywhere except to a park, and inside the park there is no dedicated trail. So as I understand, the opposition was from the residents along 56th Street and River Court. They weren't so excited about having a trail in the back of the yard, especially a trail that didn't go anywhere. So the thought is, the least opposition, we would take it, the trail. We really don't go behind anybody's, or we don't go behind anybody's house. And again, we're at the end of the cul-de-sac and then crossing the creek and coming out on a location. Actually is a fairly heavily wood. I have not talked to this person here at the corner of Clare Court and River Lane, but when you drive by and look at it, it is pretty heavily shielded.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayor.
I had just one quick question regarding the other consultant proposal that you had talked about, the $44,000. Which trail was that for?
That was the Christine Rasky Trail.
And then do you have any idea, I mean, it's $103,000 just for design. What are we talking about just off the top of your head for construction costs?
Oh, construction costs. And we won't know until we actually get into the design and actually lay it out and maybe realign the bridge. But it could be in the order of $400,000 to $450,000 construction.
Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderman
Dandrew. Question for the city engineer. You said you talked to a couple individual homeowners. Have you talked to the Homeowners Association of that pond?
I have not. But presumably that's who dedicated the easement in 2007.
Not the association, but the developer of the association, correct?
I'm not sure.
I would think it would be the developer that would have had to dedicate the easement. The only reason I ask that, I remember when the 56th Street project came through and the opposition was for the backyards, but there was also the opposition on the Preserve Way coming through their stormwater basin. So you might want to get with the district alderman and try to resolve that head on before you have an issue on that. So I like the concept. I think it's a good way. To get the kids to school and just access across the river. I just that whole neighborhood seems to have a real problem with high school kids parking. I don't know, it's going to just cause another concern for them. So,
yeah, 55th Street. Alderman Dandrew, then Alderman Mayor.
Glenn, you're going back and forth between the pictures that we have here. Can you go up to the map real quick? And I'm sure the people in the audience would like to know. Where specifically are you looking at this to go?
River Park Court. There's actually an easement. I
comes across here, the easement that we do not plan to use is the one that comes down here, but we will extend across the creek and come across. I think the easement actually runs on the north side of these ponds. Matter of fact, you can see it a little bit now.
Okay, thank you.
And how is this grid over here?
Okay, thanks.
And the high school kids will go right down that cul-de-sac, right between those two yards, and come right down here across the river. And here's the next parking lot, 55th Street. Alderman Mayor.
I don't have any questions, thank you.
Reaction on this item?
Well, actually, I'm sorry.
Alderman Mayor.
If we tabled this until we found out more of the information about the Homeowners Association, instead of agreeing to go ahead and engage JSD on something like this, when it could just get, I don't know what could happen. Can we just table this and get some more information? I make a motion that we table this.
Is there a second? Is there a second to that motion? Seeing no second, the motion fails. Alderwoman Wilhelm and then Alderman Dandrea.
Well, I guess I would defer to the Alderman of the district. Maybe he would just want to have a notice or a meeting with the association and work with Glenn on this and bring it back when it's ready for the consultant to be hired once everything's ironed out and they know the location.
I'll let Doug respond.
Alderman Schmidt.
So, Glenn, having a meeting then with the Homeowners Association, do you think that won't impede any progress, or does it feel that it would be beneficial to table this until you have a meeting? Or could they coincide? If we went ahead with the motion, if the homeowners expressed any objection, would that curtail the motion that we would make tonight?
And I might suggest two options. I think I know where you're going. You can either table it, wait till we talk to the Homeowners Association, or approve it contingent upon favorable approval of the Homeowners Association. And I'll report back regardless either way next meeting.
Then I would make a motion to move ahead with it contingent upon meeting with the homeowners and getting their approval. So authorize the engagement of JSD Professional Services for design services for a trail and bridge crossing East Branch of the Red River in the amount of $103,631.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
I would urge this motion to die. It's a confusing motion in as much as it tells you to proceed, but wait. So I would suggest the motion be withdrawn and a motion to table pending a meeting with the Homeowners Association, at which time I'm here to tell you, you're going to have a room full of people. You'll be able to judge whether we should move ahead spending $106,000. That would be my suggestion.
Withdraw the motion.
Thank you, Alderman. A second?
Withdraw.
And Alderman Schmidt.
I make a motion to table this item
until
a review from the Homeowners Association.
And then return it to the council.
And then return to Common Council for action.
Sir.
Any further discussion on that motion? Alderman Dandridge.
Are you setting a date on any of this?
Do we need 30 days or?
No. I'll make contact this week with the Homeowners Association, see when I can meet with them.
So I think we would like motion for the following council meeting or for September 1st. That for action by the council on September 1st.
My suggestion is you do it at the end of September, give you time to put it together, properly notice it, get your ducks in a row, let them yell at you because they're going to. I was sitting here when the last round went on. I see my friend Mayor Taylor back there. It was not pretty, was it, Tom?
Not at all.
So so the motion is to table pending meeting with the Homeowners Association and other parties in the neighborhood to return to the council at the second meeting in September.
That's the motion.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Move on to G5. Ross and Holmes Drainage Solution, Mr. City Engineer.
Having a theme of projects folks have asked me to work on and trying to